News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. Farmers protesting against the three agricultural reform laws have rejected the government's proposal to stay the implementation of the three legislation for 1.5 years and have reiterated their demand for a full repeal of the three laws. The Samyukt Kisan Morcha, an umbrella body of unions leading protests at several Delhi border points, also said the tractor protest on Republic Day would go on as planned. A statement released by the Morcha said in a full general body meeting of the Samyukt Kisan Morcha today, the proposal put forth by the government yesterday was rejected. A full repeal of the three central farm acts and enacting legislation for remunerative MSP for all farmers were reiterated as the pending demands of the movement. The SKM pays homage to the 143 farmers who have been martyred in this movement so far. These companions are separated from us while fighting this mass movement. Their sacrifice will not go in vain and we will not go back without the repealing of these farm laws, the Morcha said following a marathon meeting held by union leaders during the day. Later in the evening, Agriculture Minister Narendra Singh Tomar met senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah, sources said. In another development, Shiromani Akali Dal national spokesperson Manjinder Singh Sirsa claimed he was arrested by the Uttar Pradesh police at Bisalpur in Pilibhit district for raising voice for farmers' rights. However, the local SP denied that Sirsa was arrested. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court-appointed panel on the new agri law started its consultation process on Thursday and interacted with 10 farmer organizations from 8 states, including Uttar Pradesh. The apex court had on January 11 stayed the implementation of the three laws against which farmers are protesting at Delhi borders for nearly 2 months now till further orders and appointed a 4-member panel to resolve the impasse. At the meeting of a parliamentary standing committee on information technology held in New Delhi on Thursday, representatives of Twitter and Facebook faced a barrage of pointed questions, including those for temporarily blocking Union Home Minister Amit Shah's Twitter account in November last year. The panel, led by Congress MP Shashi Tharoor, met Facebook's Public Policy Director Shivnath Thakral and Mahima Kaul, Public Policy Director, India and South Asia, Twitter, along with other officials from both platforms. Sources said the BJP MPs grilled Twitter representatives on the microblogging site's decision to suspend Shah's account for 30 minutes in November last year. Twitter explained the action was taken as per their policy after algorithms flagged a copyright issue. However, the matter was clarified and the account was restored within 30 minutes, they told the panel, according to sources. When concerns were raised over monetizing of data by the platforms, the social media giants are said to have clarified that even though a lion's share of the revenue relies on advertising, at no point data of users is shared with advertisers. Facebook officials also agreed to respond to the issue in writing. The written explanation will also deal with about 15 questions put forth by the IT ministry on data safety of Indian citizens, said sources. Members of the panel also flagged the issue of proposed changes in the privacy policy of WhatsApp. The social media giant clarified that the policy was not new and, in fact, had been in place since 2016. It has been openly put out only now, they told the panel, a source told CNN News 18. The proposed changes had triggered an outcry regardless of WhatsApp's assertion that all private messages between friends and family members remain end-to-end encrypted. No messages on WhatsApp are saved on the server unless they are undelivered. Once delivered, they get deleted, the panel was informed on Thursday. The center, too, has strongly advocated against the privacy policy update, adding that any unilateral changes to the WhatsApp terms of service and privacy would not be fair and acceptable to India. The issue of banning accounts for hate speech, like in the case of former US President Donald Trump, was also discussed. While some MPs welcomed the move, others called it an arbitrary decision, saying that some accounts in India have not been banned, despite similar violations. The Supreme Court on Thursday sought responses from the Centre, Amazon Prime Video and XL Entertainment Private Limited on a plea which has alleged that the web series Mirzapur has completely tarnished the historical and cultural image of the place by showing it as a city of goons. A bench headed by Chief Justice S.A. Bobde issued notices on the plea which alleged that showing shameless things in the name of Mirzapur is an insult to the rich culture of the city. The petitioner, Mirzapur resident Sujit Kumar Singh, said he has filed the plea to protect the historical and cultural value of Mirzapur in Uttar Pradesh. Mirzapur had rich cultural value, but in 2018, XL Entertainment has launched a web series named Mirzapur of 9 episodes in which they have shown Mirzapur a city of goons and adulterers, the plea said, adding, by showing such ridicules and shameless things on the name of a city or district is the insult of approximately the 30 lakh population and rich culture of Mirzapur. During the hearing conducted through video conferencing, the counsel appearing for the petitioner told the bench that the plea has become infructuous as the web series has already been telecast. However, the bench said it was issuing notices on the plea. The second season of the web series was released last year. Such movies and web series are a clear violation of the dictum of the Supreme Court to block the publication or transmission of obscene material in any electronic form, and also publishing or transmitting of material containing sexually explicit act or conduct, and also publishing or transmitting material depicting children in sexually explicit act or conduct forthwith, it said, claiming that the web series is full of nudity, vulgarity and abusive language. It has sought a direction to the centre to set up a pre-screening committee for web series films or other programmes which are directly released on online platforms. It said that the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting should be directed to make certification mandatory from government authority before releasing any web series films or other programme on online platform. And world leaders breathed an audible sigh of relief that the United States under President Joe Biden is rejoining the global effort to curb climate change, a cause that his predecessor had shunned over the past 4 years. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and French President Emmanuel Macron were among those welcoming Biden's decision to rejoin the Paris Climate Accord, reversing a key Trump policy in the first hours of his presidency on Wednesday. Rejoining the Paris Agreement is hugely positive news, tweeted Johnson, whose country is hosting this year's UN Climate Summit. Macron said that with Biden, we will be stronger to face the challenges of our time, stronger to build our future, stronger to protect our planet. The Paris Accord, forged in the French capital in 2015, commits countries to put forward plans for reducing their emissions of greenhouse gases such as carbon dioxide, which is released from burning fossil fuels. As President, Donald Trump questioned the scientific warnings about man-made global warming, at times accusing other countries of using the Paris Accord as a club to hurt Washington. The US formally left the pact in November. The United States' departure from it has definitely diminished our capacities to change things, concretely to reduce the greenhouse gas emissions, said Paris Mayor Anne Hidalgo. Now we are dealing with an administration that is conscious of what is at stake and that is very committed to use the voice of the United States, a voice that is very powerful on the international level, she said. Biden put the fight against climate change at the center of his presidential campaign and on Wednesday immediately launched a series of climate-friendly efforts to bring Washington back in step with the rest of the world on the issue. A cry for survival comes from the planet itself, Biden said in his inaugural address. A cry that can't be any more desperate or any more clear now. Experts say any international efforts to keep global warming well below 2 degrees Celsius, or ideally 1.5 degrees Celsius, as agreed in the Paris Accord, would struggle without the contribution of US, which is the world's second biggest carbon emitter. Scientists say time is running out to reach that goal because the world has already warmed 1.2 degrees Celsius since pre-industrial times. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again next week with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Have a very good day and a great weekend.
News 18 Daybreak. the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.